This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
Minutes until the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back to The Hall Show. We got the Thursday night special coming up in the second hour for a doozy of a Thursday night football game against between the Jets and the Colts. Pretty excited about that one. Kevin Lytle joining me from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kevin, we got Border War week, and boy, fans are upset. They're frustrated with the Rams, with Steve Adazio, but a lot can sure be forgiven if the Rams find a way to not only beat Wyoming, but retain the boot. Do it twice in a row.
Yep, exactly. Winning games like this can heal a lot of wounds. I mean, if we go backwards a little bit, one of the main reasons Mike Bobo was fired was because he didn't win rivalry games. So Steve Adazio is 1-for-1 in the Border War, go 2-for-2, and it will certainly help pacify a lot of things kind of ease that frustration from fans.
Kevin, you've covered the Rams a while. You've got a good connection with Ram Nation. And I've seen this, and tell me if I'm wrong. I've seen plenty of Rams fans say if they had to pick between going to a bowl game or not going to a bowl game but beating your rivalries, they'd rather beat the rivalries than go to a bowl game. I mean, does that seem like there's a good chunk of fans that feel that way?
Yeah, I think that's maybe a little bit of a lie. I think it's partially true. Certainly you really want to beat your rivals. You feel good when you do. But if that's all you do, I think people will still be pretty frustrated. I think we see it right now. If CSU beats Wyoming Saturday, I don't think people will be calling for a 10-year extension for Steve Adazio yet. So it's one of those. There's truth to it. I think the problem with the Bobo era is you weren't beating your rivals, and yeah, you were going to bowls, but the program never really ascended. It kind of flatlined. So, especially with all the investments, you kind of want both, but beating rivals is certainly a good start. So yeah, I don't think it fixes everything. I think, we've kind of seen the last year plus that that's a little bit of a lie, that's all fans need. But it's certainly a good start.
Well, in fairness, we asked the question when during the Bobo era, when there were really no rivalry wins, so fans were desperate to beat their rivalries. But certainly now things perhaps changed a little bit. But nonetheless, that would take a lot of pressure off of Adazio. They can get a fourth win, beat Wyoming, and who knows? You got Air Force the following week, but a lot of pressure on this one. And boy, Kevin, on the opposite side of that, if the Rams lose, and I know they're in Wyoming, if they lose this game, it's going to be, fans are going to go a little crazy after that one, don't you think?
Yeah, it's a big swing as far as, like you say, just the vibe around the program. If you win, like you say, not only you have the boot back-to-back years, but bowl eligibility is still on the table. And you're looking at, still managing a pretty decent season as possible. If you lose after the losses of the last 2 weeks, and, this Wyoming team is not very good. They've lost 4 games in a row. They're really struggling a lot of ways. So if you lose, it's not going to be fun.
No, not at all. And again, you have an Air Force team that they have some big goals in mind. They need to just keep winning football games. But who knows, if things fall the right way, Air Force could be playing in that conference championship game. So, I mean, they're not just looking at, beating rivals. They're looking at big picture stuff and doing some pretty cool things. Kevin, talk to us about Wyoming. They win their first 4 games. You and I have discussed that on the College Football Kickoff Show that airs at 5 o'clock on Thursdays, coming up soon. We've discussed, 4 wins, but against teams that aren't very good. Well, they've lost their last 4 once they jumped into conference play. So Wyoming, not a great team right now. But what jumps out to you about this team that the Rams should be concerned about?
Yeah, it got ugly really fast for Wyoming, and the big problem was their offense. I mean, they went a long, long time without scoring at all. They've made a change. Sean Chambers was the quarterback. They've gone to Levi Williams. Chambers has just dealt with a ton of injuries in his career. But they're still, kind of what you expect. They defend pretty well. They're going to try and run the ball. They still have a good running back in Xavier Valaday. So I think that's going to be, both teams are going to want to run it. That's going to be kind of a key thing, but look out for if they can get that run game going. Levi Williams is a sneaky quarterback. He can play pretty well. He's been kind of inconsistent, but he can both throw it and run it. So he's an intriguing threat. But defensively, I mean, if Wyoming's able to shut down CSU's run game, how's that going to impact things? Because CSU was shut down the run game last week, and they did throw it pretty well, but they were pretty stubborn in trying to keep running. And we saw the second half, they just kind of stagnated. So it's a fascinating matchup, and both sides really need a win. You obviously, we've talked to the CSU side, but the Wyoming side as well. To go from 4-0 to 4-4 is a pretty nasty turn. So they're very desperate as well. So I think we're going to see two hungry teams. You know, they always are for the boot, but there's some added elements right now.
Kevin, it's always a unique practice week, isn't it? Coaches always try to do something unique to really light that fire. What is Adazio doing this week? And I guess, yeah, you guys are back in the good graces, at least for a week, Kevin. Just be careful. But what are the Rams doing to fire this group up? What's Adazio doing?
Yeah, it is always interesting. You know, Mike Bobo, you know, there was a string of four straight years that Wyoming won it. And Mike Bobo, for a couple of years, he would play the video. They would practice inside Canvas Stadium, and he would have the video of Wyoming celebrating with the boot running on a loop for the entirety of practice, which must have been incredibly obnoxious. Obviously, it never really worked, I guess you could say, since they never beat Wyoming with, you know, at the end of Bobo's tenure. Steve Adazio, in practice this week, he's been playing the fight song, not constantly, kind of in between, you know, when they're in breaks and stuff. And I know in the locker room there are some posters and things, motivational or whatever, you know, basically Wyoming-centric posters and things. So some of your normal type of stuff like that. I'm always skeptical of how impactful it really is, but that's a pretty standard thing, and that's what they've been doing. I did talk to Marshawn Cameron yesterday. He said, yeah, I'm sick of seeing those dang posters.
Yeah, if anything, they're just frustrated with what they're doing in practice. They have to get out there, maybe take their aggression out on the Cowboys. And obviously, this is a bitter rival here. And this is why it's so tough, Kevin, when you're seeing conference talk, you know, constantly, you know, we're having conference realignment. You saw what happened with CU in Nebraska several years ago. That was a fun rivalry. And this is why I do like standing pat, staying in your conferences and keeping those rivalries alive and well. And that can be the issue. But here we do have one of those traditional ones, certainly for the state of Colorado. But it's nice to have those rivalry games, because again, even if you're having a weird season, a down season, what have you, these games can still lift you up. And maybe, you know, the old adage, throw the records out the window. These games can still be very good.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they tend to be very interesting. I mean, I've been talking this week, there are years where, you know, CSU has been down and goes and beats a good Wyoming team, and vice versa. You know, a not-so-good Wyoming team goes and beats a good CSU. They're fun. And yeah, with all the conference realignment, I mean, I remember, you know, weeks ago when CSU to the AAC looked like a thing that was going to happen, there were a lot of comments from Wyoming fans of, like, you know, basically, you know, what the hell, guys? You know, that's pretty messed up, you know. CSU and Wyoming call it the oldest rivalry west of the Mississippi. I think we've actually checked, and that's not exactly accurate. But either way, it's super old, you know, historic. I'm sure on the kickoff show we'll talk about the boot and, you know, some of the background and that. But yeah, these are always cool. And yeah, I mean, this year you have two teams that, you know, frankly aren't great, but it still feels like a pretty fun week.
Yeah, it does. And don't you just love rivalry games when there is kind of a unique trophy to it? I mean, there's something that's a different element that it adds. And again, I'm excited for this afternoon or this evening. You're going to talk to us more about the history of that boot. I love that. But doesn't that just add? I mean, it can be anything. It can be something really significant, really special, like the bronze boot, or it can be something else that's just a prop item. It does make these rivalry games a little bit more exciting.
Yeah, I think this one definitely is special, and, you know, we'll talk, you know, in juxtaposition of next week when they have the Ram Falcon trophy, which frankly I think is a silly, goofy trophy that, you know, I've never heard an alum tell me, you know, oh, we really need to win the Ram Falcon trophy, whereas the boot is a really prized one. So yeah, if you have the right thing, it's a pretty unique one and, you know, cool backstory and all that. So it's a lot of fun. I think everyone on both sides of this one appreciates the the history and everything that goes with the boot.
Yeah, well, a lot of pressure going into this one for several reasons. Coach Steve Adazio certainly needing a couple of good wins to wrap up the season. We got one full month left, and we'll see. Hey, full month, it has two rivalry games that could tell you what, you beat Wyoming, find a way somehow, some way to beat Air Force, then suddenly Rams fans are feeling pretty good about things. Kevin, excited to break it all down in more detail with you on the College Football Kickoff Show coming up at 5 o'clock. Drive safely on your way over here, my friend.
Yep, that's perfect. It's like a little taste tester, a little teaser before the show.
I love it, man. And your insights and what you're able to give us is second to none. So we're looking forward to it, my man.
Sounds good. See you in a little bit, Brady.
All right. Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Colorado. And the bronze boot, the Rams, they had possession of it. They won it last year. But now we'll set it up and we'll get it in Wyoming and see who can hang on to the bronze boot, who can win the border war. And if the Rams can do it twice in a row, I know that's not the end-all be-all, beating your rivalries all the time, but I would imagine with where Steve Adazio is right now and his fairly young career as a Rams coach, not a young career as a coach, this would be a pretty significant opportunity for him. 51 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. We'll wrap up the show on the other side. Mountain West standings, there's some big ones coming up this weekend. I'm rejuvenated, Angel. I'm ready for a big football weekend, man. I'm pumped. I'm excited. We'll talk about more of that on the other side. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.